The soul in sin becomes ugly, like rotting flesh. And just as some saints, like Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, give off a beautiful fragrance, the odor of sanctity, so some saints were able to smell a foul stench coming from souls in mortal sin. As deformities are formed by leprosy, so are they formed in the soul by habitual sin. The soul acquires that bad habit, which makes the practice of virtue ever more difficult. Leprosy is accompanied by the loss of sensation. This too can happen to the soul who wallows in sin. It can lose the very sense of sin, dulling and clouding the conscience. Finally, paralysis sets in, i.e., the soul arrives at what is called the reprobate state, the practical point of no return, where it is unable to move from its dreaded condition without a real, rare miracle of grace. If only the effects of sin on the soul were more evident to our senses, then we would find it to be absolutely horrifying and avoid it at all costs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.